Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
So much, and here we are. Oh my gosh. I am going to kick somebody out of it. When you get so many DJs on the air, sometimes people program things in when they don't know any better. So we'll have to fix that. I do apologize for it. This is our once a month on air called The Ceremony, where we do an on air ceremony, multicultural, indigenous and ancient, all kinds of traditions do we embrace in this ceremony to bring healing to the planet and to mark the different solstices, which are the seasonal changes of the Earth Mother, and basically get together to celebrate some of the ancient festivals of our ancestors. Doing good, ladies? Am I doing good?
Thumbs up. Yes.
Tonight we are celebrating what my ancestors would call Ostara or the vernal equinox. Every culture across the planet has celebrated the solstices and the equinoxes as the turning seasons of the Earth Mother and aligns with them. We're going to find some balance for spring because this is what it denotes. We're going into spring. And with that said, I'd like to begin this on-air ceremony with something that very traditionally is a song of spring, and I'm going to bring you a little bit of Lorena McKenna.
Well, bonded up, work of my Lord's hand.
I do apologize if there was something wrong with that recording coming.
You might say that.
Who's speaking?
Ruth Ann.
We have a problem with the connection here, don't we?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it might have just been the music.
Okay. It was too loud, or?
No, it was just all broken.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I heard it. I heard the it was just a little crackly every once in a while, but the vibe was there. It definitely cleared my head up.
The vibe was there.
Well, that was the Mummer's Dance by Lorena McKenna, and traditionally a springtime song, and really nice one when it's played well. I do apologize for the
technology.
the technology going wonky, because you know what? When we're using Skype, we're supposed to be using the best kind of plug-in to Blog Talk Radio. Moving along.
Let us.
Please, go ahead.
So if everybody, I was going to say in person, but those of us on the show right now and everybody listening, whether you're listening to us live or if you're listening in the archives, let's all just take a deep, deep breath. Breathe in deeply and out. Exhale. Do it again. Deep breath, fill your belly, and then exhale. One more time. Breathe in deeply and exhale. Get everything pushed out so your belly is flat. And now, virtually, imagine us all holding hands, however you want that, with each other, see a chain around the planet, whatever. And let's send the intent out. If the ideas and the energy we raise in this next few minutes, we're going to keep in together. And then at the end, we'll release it. So just send this intent out. And our circle is now cast.
Okay. Sounds like I'm the one echoing. Am I echoing, ladies?
No, just every once in a while.
Oh, my. Rod, do you want me to play the music?
Yes, let's see if this works. I don't know. This is Reclaiming, doing Air I Am.
Yes.
Fire I Am, Water, Earth, and Spirit I Am. We'll use this to evoke the elements.
Okay.
Water, earth, and spirit.
Welcome to the elements.
Okay, it comes to me now to invocate to the goddess. And the goddess that I would bring into circle is Pachamama, or Mother Earth, and I call her Pachamama through the tradition of, which is very large resonant vibration right now in North America, because it comes out of South America from Peru and pushes north. I would call the goddess into our presence and the guise of Mother Earth and aligning with spring and balancing with her.
Nice. So we're on to the gods of spring. And I brought a few. I couldn't choose, so they all want to come along. Hey, now, it's a party. So first, Osiris, since he was the lover of Isis and was died and reborn, so us in the spring, he's the perfect god to start us out. And then Dionysus, the god of pleasure and festivity, the god of wine and vegetation, for everything, for us to enjoy ourselves in spring and have everything grow, as well as Pan. Can't forget Pan during the springtime, since he is the god of the shepherds, the flocks, the frolicking, the mountain wilds, and rustic music and laughter. A lot of fun. So we ask Pan to join us. And then if Apollo and Eros would like to join the party as well, Apollo is the god of the sun, light, fertility, and the arts, time of springing up, and Eros, god of love, passion, and romance. So if you guys want to come along with us, we would love to have you.
So I will be invoking spirit, and this I formed into a prayer. So if everybody could just take a deep inhale and exhale. Hail and welcome. Green life returns to the earth, blooming and blossoming once more from the soil. We welcome you, the spirit of spring, in the trees, in the soil, in the flowers, in the rains, and we are grateful for your presence with us tonight. Gilded in silver and green jade, spirit offers an outstretched palm to all of us, like the shining moon that slowly ripens into the cosmic egg of possibilities. Like every seed of fruit and vine, the seeds only need to be planted to bear whatever fruit they are to yield. Dreams and visions emerge into substance, and the seasons turn once again. The time of new beginnings is upon us. So mote it be.
Wow, it does have a party atmosphere. Nicole, you were right. Bringing them all in.
all of my favorites.
Nice.
Well, except for the horned god. Specifically the horned god, I suppose, is not really going to be as popular at the vernal at Ostara as the regeneration gods.
Mm.
Yeah, but for some of us, we like him a lot.
Yes.
I think of him of a jitterbug perfume, and so, you know, he doesn't like to be in the crowd anyway, and in that book he's got that stench, so he can sort of line the forest and, you know, make the circle wider. How about that?
That works.
that sounds good to me.
Good.
The bringing a healing to through the goddess, the Earth Mother as a goddess, is something that we do every day. I think, even unconsciously, because I've noticed how people refer more and more to the planet, and this is part of the Gaia hypothesis by Lovelock, and the introduction of consciousness to the planet in a general release into all of humanity, into society. I think that people actually have begun to think of the Earth as the Earth Mother, as a her. And I'm wondering how all of you feel about that, what your contribution to that idea is, how popular has it become? How real is that?
I think it's interesting that today, just to add a little bit about what you said, I received it was an environmental newsletter, and they don't put a date on it, this particular group. They put Bridget 2014, so I assume that this newsletter came out in February. So it's starting to become an acceptable thing to refer to the season changes and the fire sabbats, you know, fire esbat or esbats and sabbats in a real time way with groups that may be familiar with it but maybe have not experienced it personally yet.
Okay.
The invocation of goddess during, and am I coming in clearly? I'm getting a little feedback.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. The invocation of the goddess as Pachamama, as this over, and remember that she has many symbolic forms, but as Earth Mother, as the breathing, living Earth, this is the invocation that I am going for here. This is the one I am drawing down and creating, and I am suggesting that when we lend an energy to this at this time in this healing circle, that all of the people out there that 20 years ago didn't have any idea of thinking about the Earth Mother as a consciousness, as an awareness that resides in the planet with all of her greening, all of her waters teeming, all of her, you know, fields filling, and all of her elements speaking to us. I think that there's a much larger community of humanity within humanity that has a recognition of this, and it grows by the day. And I would say, as an invocation to the goddess in this healing circle, that we lend our energy and attach our energy for this healing ceremony to that resonance, because it is growing.
And the planets are echoing exactly that between this black moon Lilith and the squaring with Venus and Mars. I mean, that whole concept of black moon Lilith, I looked it up, and it's a few different things. It's the dark orbit spot that the moon goes through, and also is associated with a certain star. It had like four placements, so it's kind of this like nebulous thing. And I think it really represents the inner female, as well as the Earth Mother, that has also been repressed and has gone within and feels everything, the dark moon of the soul or the dark night. So it's all of that, and the female has so much with it, along with the earth. And then our grand cross that we're in with Mars and Libra, it's all about balancing the masculine. So I think this is the perfect time where people start thinking of the Earth Mother as the mother, and the female coming more prominent in males and females.
Okay. That's a good energy to work with. Ra?
I'm just listening. I like what everybody said. But what Nick just said about the female energy in both genders now, And you're finding that more and more, I think, that, you know, women have worked for how many decades to try to get men to lighten up a little bit? But now men, many men, are absolutely fighting for women's rights around the world. And whereas a very short time ago, you wouldn't have seen that. So I think that while they're fighting for women's rights, they're taking it upon themselves. They're nurturing their own feminine side. And I think this is wonderful. And we used to say Mother Nature. I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
But now, you know, we're so much more, at least people I know, we're more tuned into Earth Mother, Mother Earth. And I think that that's a good evolution also.
Mm-hmm.
How do we, every day in our lives, how can we connect, reconnect with that Earth Mother that really requires balance and healing from us to return to her on a daily basis? Other than just the prayer, what are the thoughts? What are the actions we take?
One thing very physical is called earthing. I think we may have talked about this before, I'm not sure, but it is just getting outside, get those shoes and socks off, and walk.
Right.
In the grass.
Yeah.
This, I mean, you know, this is one of those wonderful things for your body, for your soul, for your spirit, and it's free.
Yes.
So if you can just do it for 5 minutes, you know, take the garbage out to the curb, whatever, but take your shoes and socks off. We're made up of electricity, and so is the planet.
Yes.
And we nurture ourselves, but then we have more of a whole self to give back to the planet. So it's this wonderful circle. The interconnectedness does not stop. So I would suggest earthing.
Mm.
Earthing.
And also in meditation, I find that whatever your meditation is, and you can do this at any time, but to circle the earth with some loving white light, mm-hmm. and also to make the rainbow grid, the rainbow neural net, which can supersede the neural net that we've been under, you know, fear and greed. So it's a great thing to put into the meditation to heal the planet, and it's very grounding. I find if you just, you know, it's easy enough to kind of see the world in your head, you've seen a picture of it a million times, and then just fill it and see it with all the colors, and then you feel it as well since you're already in the meditation. So it's grounding you and helping the planet out, your 5 minutes of love planet.
I think in a practical sense, as I work with patients, that one of the things that's so pivotal is just sacred touch, that when you're working that closely with other people, just a simple touch on the hand or on the cheek, you're imparting a sense of calm, a sense of motherhood, a sense of giving, and that gets shared with others. So it's just like an endless, call it a living meditation, because every time you touch someone, they touch someone else, and it's a pay it forward. It's very sacred to do that, and that's why practices like Reiki and energy healing are so profound and so important.
Nice.
I think that's because it's not just you showing you care, but it's the universal love, like with Reiki, because you're not the one doing it, it's coming through you.
Right.
And I guess the whole, so it's the universe showing it cares, and we're the tools.
Right.
That it's used. Yeah.
We're part of the flowing process. Basically.
That's right. Isn't it great to be part of the flow?
Yeah. The oneness of energy. It goes along right there. That's really a great point.
I think that right now, might be a good time. I'm not sure. Well, we're not quite down at the half an hour mark. I'm trying to follow our little script here, but we really don't have to follow a script. I was going to talk about Diane and bring Diane on to do a little equinox reading.
Cool. Yeah, we have another about 10, 15 minutes, I think.
We have a few minutes before she comes on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you were all aware, yesterday was Holi Day in India and Nepal.
Oh, and, the colors.
And some places in the Philippines. Right. People celebrate the triumph of good over evil. And it's a springtime celebration. You know, and here we are at the equinox in a few days. And, yes, they throw these wonderful powdered colors on each other.
It's
and
beautiful.
Water. You squirt with water guns now. You know, it used to be not, but now water gun. But it sounds like such a fun, and I saw pictures, you know, just beautiful. All these bright colors all over you.
I
want to do this. I think that's a great way to celebrate spring.
It's really beautiful because they have these wonderful, vibrant color powders.
Yes, yes.
That they use, and there's some beautiful videos on Holi out there. I actually made one to chakras. It's really, really wonderful. And it everybody contributes to it. You know, it seemed as if everybody in the streets over there was doing.
Yes, yeah. I mean, everybody's part of it, and that's the way a celebration should be. It should be very inclusive. I love this time of year. I love equinox.
Yeah, spring. I used to love to see down here. We have some beautiful flowers that begin to bloom again. Gardenias coming up, isn't it, Anita?
We have gardenias, but what's amazing in this part of Florida is the beautiful hot pink, purple, red, and white wild phlox. And
just
grows on the side of the road, and the whole fields and everything turn completely hot pink and purple. It's just the most amazing thing.
Fields of color, yes, it is. I've seen it up there.
And it's just such an evidence of spring. As soon as we see it here, we know, you know, winter's pretty much over and we're not going to get any more cold days.
I don't think that you all in the north have had any crocus come up or anything yet, have you? It's been such a hard freeze.
Not where I am, but I saw my first robin yesterday.
Oh, nice. Now that's springy.
The blackbirds, I don't know what kind they are. They've been here for about a month now because they make a nest in my neighbor's attic area, and they've been here, but the first robin came in. So, I have high hopes now.
I find this is an interesting time energetically because it's one of my favorite times too, and I'm a spring baby, so I guess, you know, it's in my DNA, But I think before the show started, we were all talking about a little bit of, you know, the Mercury, did it really go direct and little discombobulation? And I think that's what's happening with this new energy we're working with in this 2014 when things are actually starting to roll.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, maybe if we could real quick go around and any exercises we have for balancing, but I think the balance comes through the letting go and letting it get a little wacky in the head and not going, ooh, what's wrong? I mean, that's definitely been my meditation because I realized, I said to Gwen the other day, I think I'm a control freak. Like, if I don't know exactly what's going on energetically or have an understanding for why, I keep searching for it and asking too many questions. So any kind of float with the boat while the sea may rock.
That's an excellent suggestion, though. And we are celebrating equinox here, the Earth Mother's seasonal transformation. Down below, it's actually the fall equinox right now for them. For us, it is spring. Down there, they're getting ready for Samhain. Up here, we're getting ready for Beltane, which is my favorite.
Nothing like running out in those cornfields and doing it, you know, to spread fertility around. Yes, okay.
Well, it's Beltane is the fire ceremony, and it's also the anniversary of Daughters of Isis. So I really, you know, I love Beltane. However, equinox this year is on Thursday, March 20th. Now, that's the day after tomorrow. And in Eastern time zones, it's going to be at about 3 minutes to 1 p.m. that it actually occurs. So that would be 3 minutes to noon for you, Ra.
Yeah. Okay, noon on Thursday, yes.
That's a very significant time frame for me being an Aries. It's almost like this particular feast day and season change so resonates with me. So I would have to say my favorite time of year is spring and the vernal equinox. But we can't forget that on March 22nd, it's the World Water Day as well. So
yeah.
I think nothing but, you know, In combination with what's happening cosmically and with the Water Day, and then next month, almost to the day, Earth Day, it's a very loving energy for Mother Earth.
Hmm.
Yes, and let's not forget that there is a huge doorway for cosmic energies to be flowing in towards us right now, because we have equinox happening and we're just passed through the full moon here, but yes. Equinox is that balancing gap that we have with the Earth Mother herself on Thursday, and then at the beginning of the middle of next month on the 15th, the next full moon is a lunar eclipse. It's one of those solar lunar doorways through eclipses again, the revs up. On the full moon, we get the lunar eclipse. On the new moon, at the end of the month, we get a solar eclipse. So there's huge doorways of really great energy to work with here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, Diane is available whenever we're ready.
Okay, very good. I have a question for you ladies then. Since this energy is going to be so available for us, do you suggest that we do more of the just sort of flow, or that we put intentions out?
Great question.
I always work from what I think is a very concrete place to work from. I use energy, creative visualizations, and my intentions for all.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer that?
Yeah, I tend to use it all myself, but yeah. And but also then I would say maybe doing that, then we come to a place where it's like, don't push anymore, but do all this, and then the flow should sweep us up, I think.
Yeah, I think that's that back and forth motion in the boat, like looking at what you're wanting, and then that let it go, that step three or four, whatever it is, ask for what you want, it's given, and then forget about it.
Right.
And flow with what's happening in front of you.
Okay, then put the intent out, and then give thanks, and let it happen then. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we bring Diane on?
Sure.
Diane, can you hear me?
I can hear everybody just fine.
Great.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, this is a celebration.
Yeah. Diane awesome. And I have known each other since college, so we had our witching ways in the dormitory while we were learning our things. And so here she is, the mom of a teenager, and in Boston. How about that for an intro, Di?
That sounds great. I loved how you brought in all of the spirits and the elements of just just the harmony and balance that everybody brought in. And as I was sitting here kind of waiting, finally getting, I had so many things running through my head, but I did pick a card to kind of get like a topic of what's going to be going on. And the card that I picked was out of my dragon deck, which really resonates with me lately. But I picked the Gaia Dragon, which actually is the world card. And it's really, what it means is balance of all of the elements and its harmony. So what it does is it's bringing the five elements into balance. It holds all the elements in, like, this dynamic equilibrium and just raises our vibration to a higher place so we can really get some true spiritual enlightenment and inner peace. And it really goes beyond our physical into a multidimensional level. And it really hits on exactly what everybody has touched upon. So I think my reading tonight will... Yeah, hopefully it's on course with what you guys are looking for and everything. But, Gwen, I was thinking of some of the things that you were asking questions about, too, is, like, the Mother Earth and the changes that we're bringing in about motherly representation in the world. And I know for myself, as a mother of a teenage daughter, a single mother, which, you know, we all have different ways to approach the world, but I made a decision about a year ago that changing, I used to be like the main breadwinner and, you know, it was all work, 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 and mother came second, and I flipped the roles of that in my own life and made mother come first. So I completely think of myself as a full-time mother, and I work to sustain that, and it's changed the whole dynamics on how I live. And I loved what someone was saying, and I don't know what they were saying about touch. And one of the things that I do every single day to ground myself is to just hold my daughter. I mean, she's 14, and we just snuggle in bed and hold each other every single day. And I get so nurtured from just having that mother relationship. It's so strong in my house. And I find that women come to me for motherly guidance, things that they don't know where to go to. My house has become like a haven for being, it's okay to be a mother. It's okay to be in touch with your motherly sense of self. It's okay to cook in the kitchen and make cookies and bake quiches and things like that and still be a strong, powerful woman who can bring home the bacon too. So it's really been powerful for me. And the last thing I wanted to say before I start my reading, too, is how do I get grounded and stuff? Lately, I was a pottery major at school, but sometimes I just break out clay. And I make little clay flowers. You can make anything out of clay. And I just look in a book and I just decide, like, sometimes I make clay food because I love to cook, but I'm making it out of clay, so I become very grounded just being in touch with nature that way and just being in touch with the earth and clay and things like that.
Wow.
So,
wow. I like that.
Yeah,
they're pretty. And you can bake things. Like, once you finish making the stuff with the clay, you can have it, like, all, like, it's just pretty to look at.
Does Play-Doh work, too? Is that all right for the city
Play-Doh
children?
Totally works. It completely works. I use colorful clay, and you know, I used to, of course, when I was in college, I used the earthy, heavy earthy terracotta, like clay, and did raku pots and all that stuff. But now, honestly, I just go and I pick up a colorful pack of clay, and my inner child comes out, and I become very peaceful and grounded. And it's such a great way to just take a time out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I know we're limited on time, Gwen, so what would you like me to look at today as far as a reading?
Well, Raw suggested that you just do a reading on this equinox and the energies.
Okay.
You see. Right, Raw? Please.
Yes, yes.
Guiding.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, this is interesting. I get a lot of air in the cards. Air is Swords, and a lot of major arcana, but my whole entire deck, I'm doing a simple 10-card spread, and it is completely about air. So the energy of air right now is going to be tremendously powerful. So those are the signs that you would think of, Libra and Gemini, and I'm trying to think now. I'm kind of running on
Aquarius
because I don't get along. Aquarius, because I don't get along with Earth.
That's that Mars Libra right there.
That's the Mars Libra. Well, the first thing I have in the center of what's going on is the Wheel of Fortune. So there's obviously some dramatic change that's coming in, and it's rushing, and it's like, woo, you know, and surrounding it and what's covering it is it's the Seven of Swords. And for me, the Seven of Swords is like, almost like mischief managed is what I'm thinking of. It's like I've kind of collected everything I want to get mentally, but I'm leaving things behind. So whatever you're doing at this point in time, this energy is telling me that you're not really taking all of the things that you need to be taking out of what you're supposed to be doing right now. So there is definitely elements that you're leaving behind, leaving on the table. People need to be much more aware of what they're picking up because they're not taking it all with them. What we're sitting on, and this is what is kind of like what's creating the table, so to speak, is the Eight of Swords. And it's this representation of a woman who's completely blinded and trapped and tortured. She doesn't know exactly where she's going or what she's doing and trapped. So we're moving from this energy of being trapped and kind of racing through it, and we feel like we were so trapped that we're almost picking up too many things at once and running forward. We need to slow it all down. I think that there's a need here to not feel so not so rushed. It's right next to the Fool card, which is the beginning of a new journey. So when we're beginning a new journey, we need to feel like this is a great place for everyone to start a new project, start something. The energy is just lively and new and innocent and wonderful. But what we got to do is we got to add temperance to it. And I do get the temperance card here. So it's like pay attention to what you're doing on a daily basis. Create the balance that needs to be there, or else you're going to be feeling hurried. You're going to be feeling rushed. I have the Knight of Swords in this whole mix. It's, you know, I'm charging ahead, and I'm charging ahead, and it's everything is telling me, like, okay, it's fine. You have a new adventure. You have something, but take it easy. Take it slower, and things will work out a little bit better. The movement of this whole entire situation really is still with the swords, it's still with the air, it's still with the mental. This is all in your head. It's like I don't see creating things physically, but I think it's mental issues, like things that are mental. We're breaking from fearful situations and we're opening our ideas. Brand new ideas of rushing in. I got the Ace of Swords, which is brand new ideas, creative energy. I just have this feeling that you'll be walking down the street and like you'll have a great idea. And that's when the new adventure starts. And at the end of the day, the King of Swords really rules out. That's the final card. It's like putting yourself in a place where you can actually gather up all this energy and like, own it. You need to own it. There's too much here that says that you're kind of breaking from a fearful type situation, so you need to flip that. You need to use the Temperance card to balance the energy and just to pause before you rush into something. So anyone who's an air sign at this time is going to be mostly affected. I am truly certain that whatever is going on around the spring equinox is really going to affect our air signs. It's also a lot of rushing energy, a lot of maybe up and down kind of vibration of, like, rushing. Like, I get too much rushing and not enough thinking, like not enough slowing down. Does that make sense to everybody? Does anybody have a question?
Yeah. That makes me feel so much better.
Well, I'm an air sign, so.
Well, it makes sense to me because I've been doing a little bit of that in the last couple of days. And definitely the slow down and take your time is something I needed to hear, I think.
Yeah.
It will work out in the end. I mean, the final card is the King of Swords, which is where you want to be. It's the end result of this whole entire swords deck. Like it's, every particular... In the tarot deck, you have the major arcana and the minor arcana and the journey of the minor arcana. You want to get to the king. You want to be the king and queen of your space, your surroundings. So whether it's male energy or female energy, it really doesn't matter. But what you want to have is stable energy. And you are getting to stable energy. But I think the biggest message here is don't leave anything behind. You know, take the extra time to take a double check. I mean, how many people, and this is just what's coming up in my head, how many people have to do their taxes right now and they just get overwhelmed, rush through it, and they don't make that double check, and they might be leaving something on the table. So just be extra careful about thinking and the things you need to think about. Don't leave things on the table.
It explains a lot about our feeling kind of discombobulated because it sounds like this journey of swords into the mastery of the swords. And I think of air as like very close to spirit, as well as that's what makes the water turbulent, you know, and the boat to go back and forth. So I guess it's just we're dealing with a lot. I think I keep getting the message of give ourselves more credit for what we're doing. Just because everything mm-hmm. that we want isn't perfect does not mean that you're not doing an amazing job.
Right. And air affects every single sign. You can't have any sign without air. We're all connected. So that's something to think about, too. I mean, air is in water. It's literally in water. Fire cannot exist without air. Earth needs the air to breathe and to function and to do well, or else it'll dry and shrivel up. So, you know, every single element that we have needs, and even spirit, needs air to breathe and to be free. So it's a very important element. We obviously wouldn't survive without it. So anyone who is an air sign, you know, we need you to step up and calm down.
Yeah. Well, those cards also, I think what you're saying in other words, too, is that there are opportunities before us. When you say don't leave anything on the table like that, remember to don't have a missed opportunity. Be quick enough to see your opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. You definitely got that on the mark because there'll be a lot ahead of us, a lot of things, and it's kind of like if someone threw a bunch of money on the ground, you know, just take your time and bend down and pick it up. Don't just grab what you can and run out the door, you know. No one's rushing you.
It's not Black Friday.
It's not Black. The sale isn't over tomorrow. You're just beginning your journey, is what the Fool was saying. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the space.
There we go. That sounds like a really wonderful equinox reading, actually. Right in the money.
Thank you.
Very optimistic. Thank you, Diane.
How you doing over there, Anita?
I'm just taking it all in.
Nice. My fellow Aries.
Yeah. That's why I think I just I so resonate with this time of year, just being an Aries.
Yeah, we like it quick.
I love the start of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the middle. Sometimes you're like, can't see the beginning, can't see the end. What's happening? And then you go, oh, there's the tunnel. Okay, go.
Well, the thing with Aries is usually we see the beginning and we're very involved in the beginning, and then when we get bored, we're gone. So we're like the great initiators.
Yes.
Ra, do you have any kind of an exercise you would like to share with us for healing the Earth Mother right now in Equinox to do on air and to leave to people who will be listening in later and people who are out there listening now?
It's not an exercise, but I would suggest just a visualization maybe.
Uh-huh.
When, you know, because I think of balance and I always think of the kids teeter-totter kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I would say that when you're feeling really down, like, well, picture yourself as the fulcrum. And, okay, so one end is just heavy, laden down with darkness, negativity, somebody sending it to you, you're feeling whatever. But then just make a conscious effort to raise that part up until it's even, until you've achieved the balance. And by doing that, or how you do that, is, of course, you turn that energy that we perceive as negative, we just turn it around into the positive. And so, you know, your teeter-totter is even. And once in a while, if the positive side is a little higher, well, that's okay, too, because balance doesn't always mean necessarily flat across, because everybody has a different point of balance.
That's
so what might be balanced for me may not be for you. You may get by on 4 hours of sleep, and maybe I need 5 or 6, or maybe one of us needs 10. And that doesn't mean that our life isn't balanced. You know, balance doesn't mean 8 hours sleep, 8 hours working, 8 hours doing whatever. I mean, we may work for 15 hours in a row, get 3 hours of sleep, start working again. It's something we love. And for us, that works. So that would be the other thing. It's like don't try to make your balance the same as someone else's, because it isn't. You're an individual. And if you really open up and go inside, then use your intuition. Your body knows. Your body and mind, your soul, your spirit knows when you're balanced. And it's going to be different day to day. But if you're open and you have the intent out there that you want to live as balanced as you can for yourself, it's going to happen. We just can't get in our own way.
Take our time, right?
Mm-hmm.
No missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think listening to ourselves, like you said, the balance, that's not only your balance, but also your balance from day to day is different too. So the listening to yourself, if you need to take a nap, you need to take a nap. Like, that's what's happening. That internal guidance system tells us what we really want. And I think not to judge it, you know, ask too many questions.
Right. Well, and so many times we've been, that's been almost, I want to say, taught out of us, but with society and whatever, we aren't really taught to, as a small child, we sort of listened to ourselves until we were told that what we thought didn't matter, maybe. But, you know, so we have to get back to listening, and that's a skill in itself. You know, we can, of course, but some people have been just living their whole lives doing what, quote-unquote, they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and not even knowing that they have a choice.
Yeah.
So opening up and listening to ourselves, I think, is important. I did want to just give you an aside today because, you know, we're talking about air. It helps the water. It helps the fire, et cetera, et cetera. And those of you who know me know that sometimes fire and I really love fire. And we have issues occasionally. I just wanted to say that today I started to burn up another bamboo steamer on my stove.
Oh dear!
Not the first time. you know, if it's
ritual.
Not here, it's something else burning. I do have a real relationship with fire. So I know air helps it along. I just want to throw that.
Oh yeah.
So,
wow! You make the combustion.
that's it. Yeah. I do a lot of breathing exercises for air. I think that's important.
Yeah. What sign are you, Ra, by the way?
I'm Gemini.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You can think you get yourselves into a storm, huh? Yeah, that's a lot of kinetic energy.
Yeah.
Nice.
It works. I mean, you know, and isn't that funny? Because we all have these different signs, and, you know, we think, wow, I wonder what that'd be like. But we'll never know what it would be like to be the other because, of course, all our life, this is what we've been. we could maybe imagine, but probably not very well. You know, somebody else's. But, oh.
Well, so... So one of the things that we can do is to remember from Diane's reading that it's time to, our balance may be keyed here by absolutely slowing down, pay attention to what's going on because there are opportunities that are coming up and we have to be slow enough to see them. We can't rush by them.
Yeah.
And one of the best things we can do to slow down is what Ross suggested, earthing, or what Diane suggested, getting into being creative and grounding that way. But grounding is very important right now. And that will bring us a balance at this time. And as Anita said, observing all of the beauty around us in spring gives us the awareness that things are switching and changing and energy is shifting. And so the grounding that we do can go with that shift, with that change, and bring us an inner balance. We'll see the opportunities before us and also to bring our hearts into center with the Earth Mother. That's the ultimate grounding we can do by sharing our journey every day in just a small visualization as a prayer of heart to heart with the Earth Mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, we should mention also one of the best ways to connect is get out and grub in the dirt.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Go plant something. If you don't have a garden spot, well, plant something inside. But, you know, that kind of a connection, grubbing in that soil.
Who's planted anything yet? Has anybody, you all are still going through some real cold frozen ground up there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's well, I don't have it frozen anymore, I think. We're in the, it got up to 50 today. That was the heat
wave.
So pretty soon we're going to be planting things. What about you, Nick, in New York?
Well, I have this basil plant and a sage plant that survived the winter on the windowsill.
Isn't that wonderful? Did you ever know? I mean, my sage plant's been out there for years now. It makes it through the winter.
Yeah.
How about you, Anita? I know you plant a lot.
We have some things outside, and of course, you know, all good intention. That's my next project. But we have vegetables. We have fruit stuff growing in the back and some herbs. And we're growing an aloe and figs, blackberries.
Oof.
My next thing will be to get a Myers lemon tree and plant the lemon tree in the back. But we have lemongrass in the front and citronella and herbs and vegetables. And the latest thing that's trendy is cosmic purple carrots, which are beautifully purple on the outside, like a red violet, and inside they're like a neon orange, and they taste incredible. So if anybody's listening, go out to your organic farmer and get the seeds. They're amazing.
I actually planted this last couple of weeks. I planted lavender and rosemary at my door, and I have to tell you, the lavender has just it's been almost a week now, the lavender has sprung a couple of flowers up on it.
Wow.
That's pretty cool for little plants like that. I was like, wow, that's great. And we have a gardenia that we've got on around the front, and I took a pot out front and I put a tomato plant in it. So, and I greened my whole house up. I've got a palm in here, a beautiful, I brought all these new beautiful green plants, and it makes me feel great. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love having a palm in the house. I am addicted to palm trees.
Really? I would do that if I didn't have the firs to kill it. Yeah, I like palm trees a lot. Yes.
The palm is the prosperous tree. It's mm-hmm. the money tree. It's a beautiful, it gives you this wonderful oil, and it has a wonderful fruit that is a meaty fruit, and it offers you shade, and also you can use the palms, as the indigenous of many islands have, to create create roofs like they did, just like thatch homes in the islands of Europe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't the palm the one that doesn't have a real trunk? It's actually like leaves or something. That's why it's so flexible.
Yeah. Well, you know, not the royal. The royal is the stalk of a tree. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's all one big stump of a tree going up straight. The royals are generally straight, but they can curve. I've seen them curved down here. Anita, have you seen many royals that are curved?
Not too many here, no. No, I haven't.
But palms just, so I love them in the house especially. They bring a sense of outside in. That's what it is.
Wow, you're earthing it up over there. That's fantastic.
And the good thing about having them indoors, though, is the fact that they're recycling your air, too, which, you know, since the message tonight was air, I think that's pretty significant.
There you go. Yeah.
What about you, Di? Any plans for any planting outside? Once you thaw.
Sorry, you guys. I was muting myself so I wouldn't interrupt. I actually had my hands on this seven herb garter on the weekend, and I'm not very good with plants as of yet. Like, I just don't know where to put them in my house. I have a very big house with a lot of windows, and I should have a lot of plants in here, but so I literally picked it up and I looked at it and I said, how amazing would this be? And then I put it back. But it's one of my things. I cook, so I'm always, like, within, like, I'm constantly touching the vegetables, and everything's organic, and I'm just, I'm living and breathing the air. I like what someone said about definitely the plants are bringing the air quality in and being in touch in, but I don't have any kind of yard to put anything in, but I'd love to. My mother was a gardener. She used to have a plot up and up the street, and she used to garden and bring all her vegetables in, and it's just such an awesome thing. It really is. If you have a gift for it, you don't even have to have a gift. Things will grow. Just put them in and they'll grow, you know?
Mm-hmm. I wish you'd tell that. My garden.
Who had, like, the blueberry bushes and Florida peaches, and I want to go down to her house.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Gwen?
I wish somebody will tell that to my gardenia. I'm hoping that I won't again murder a gardenia.
I find different energies work with different people. Apparently, I kill orchids. Like, I think they're so beautiful. But I think the feminine and my masculine energy, I don't know, I scare the crap out of it. But then the basil, I've grown a basil tree, and then it lived with a two feminine roommate, and she killed it. And then I grew it again, like, survived this nasty winter. So I think the masculine, feminine, whatever, you jive with this plant or not, just because you love it doesn't mean it likes to grow with you, apparently.
Yeah.
Plus, your Italian would love, the basil would just love the energy of your Mediterranean self as well. I mean, it does pick up on your DNA and your ethnic roots and stuff. And you can always practice. I found that working with plants is one of the best ways to help improve your chakra healing too, and to learn how to work with light energy. So it helps you see auras. So if you practice on plants, it's the initial way to learn how to use and see auras that you can develop seeing people.
Nice.
Auras and people.
Well, basil is an essential oil that's ripped in many Ayurvedic products, you know?
Doesn't it mean prosperity?
Basil, definitely. You want to attract some money to your doorstep, you take some basil leaves, especially fresh ones, dry them yourself, put them upside down, energize them as they dry to attract and draw what you require or what you desire, and then put them under your front stoop, your welcome mat, right there with your red envelope and 9 coins.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And if you want
to tell us more about the red envelope and the 9 coins.
That's the feng shui. That's the feng shui.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Where you take, you know, for the new year, you want to bring prosperity to your doorstep. The red envelope, of course, is the red, is the color of success and power and the ability to build and grow. And you take your 9 coins and bless them and put them underneath your front stoop or your front doormat, and there you have it.
Nice.
Anchor that energy.
Also,
if you're looking with basil, if you're looking for fertility, this is a Strega thing. This is very Italian. You take the basil herbs, especially homegrown. You take the dried basil herbs, and add the first night of the wedding night, you spread the basil underneath the wedding bed for the promise of the child.
Mm. Oh, God, just what we need. More.
Come forth, star children.
Fertility can also work as creativity, and I mean, it doesn't always have to be
absolutely. You can
more population. Yeah,
you can sprinkle some of that under your own pillow to bring you dreams of how to create what you really desire, especially if you're working on a problem, looking for a solution to move forward in your own projects. Use basil.
Mm. I think Pan would like that one. I think all the spring gods are a big fan of those. Yeah, get the ideas flowing.
I know what Pan likes. Pan likes the roots, man.
Yeah.
Bieltine, I'm telling you.
Here we go, jumping fire, hot night. Oh, my goodness.
Spirituality, okay? Well, does anybody else have anything to add to our little talk around here?
I would once again stress the point of with finding balance with the Earth Mother, to just intentionally remember that when you talk about in social occasions or with groups of people or just with anyone, you're talking about something that's happening on the planet, always remember and connect to the heart of the living goddess, the Pachamama, our Earth Mother, and from your heart to her heart.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that balance is definitely, I think that's going to be a big topic for us and for the world and for the planet. And I think the more we can balance ourselves, but, you know, spoken from an Aries, the balance that being able to go with the flow and take our time, like Diane said, I think that's going to really help our balance, because I think we all feel this moving forward. Something's going to happen. So many people that aren't even, you know, listening to these things that we do, haven't thought about metaphysics, don't know what it is, but they're like, I don't know why I feel like something's going to happen.
Exactly. Yes, yes. They're getting it.
Yeah.
Right.
People are waking up. Yes, this is true. And Nicole said something really quite striking to me in the last couple of weeks. She said, Gwen, it's already here. Things are already changing. It's already shifted. We're just watching it get you know, absolutely visible to us and visible to everyone else. It's already happened. And when she said that, I was like, oh, my God, she's right. Now, for Anita and I and Ra, who spend a lot of time doing a lot of political awakening and activist work, for us, there is a balance we need to keep of the open, flowing heart. And also to be willing to step into the street and, you know, say, hey, F you to the government.
Exactly.
And in
that, our talk.
There you go. And so it's very, you know, I can't commend my sisters here and brothers who do so much to awaken the community around us. And I would just remind, especially Ra and Anita tonight, like Nick said, it's already happened. It really has. We're just waking up too and seeing how others are waking up. Sure, there's a lot we've got to deal with. Sure, there's a lot going on that we could look at and say, well, the world's just falling apart. Well, it's falling apart together. How's that for balance? It's falling apart together because these are catalysts that are waking people up. They're saying, oh, wait a minute, let me rethink this. And as Diane said, with taking it slow and easy and remembering not to lose the opportunities that are going to be there for us, not to miss them, I think it's important to realize that it's already happening. It's already there. We're just anchoring it in, all of us.
Yeah.
Did I lose y'all?
No. So just thinking about it.
Well, I just got to digest it. Digest and let it percolate a bit.
I just got this message that just came up on my internet, like 10 seconds, right after you finished that, Glenn, it said, not to spoil the ending for you, but everything is going to be okay. Yes, it is.
Nice. That's so cool.
That's a little confirmation. I'd say that was really good.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think that's helpful to see those confirmations. I mean, you know, I think if you've been at this game for a while, you see all these synchronicities and all these confirmations that are sometimes they're so obvious. You're like, okay, really? But I think to really use them for what they're for, which in my opinion is like markers, like, yes, you are in the right time at the right place. Even when you're watching TV, I mean, it happens like 3 days in a row sometimes. You're thinking, talking about something random, like Charles II or something with someone. And then it's in your program, what you watch on TV randomly that night. You're like, come on. But I think that's where they're trying to tell us, yes, you're doing a good job. Yes, you're right where you need to be. And that's it.
Confirmations are good. Those are like those opportunities.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ra?
Yes.
You began the circle.
Did you all want to say goodbye and then we'll do a chant for the elements to leave and then we'll open the circle.
Cool.
Do you want me to start since I was the one that did spirit?
Yeah, let's just work back. Yeah.
Well, I'm taking a deep breath. Thank you, Spirit, for joining our circle and for being with us this evening. Thank you for giving us as a gift the cosmic egg of possibilities, something that we can think about as the seeds have been planted tonight, and we can go on and about our daily chores and see those seeds sprout and grow. Hail and thank you.
Hail and thank you.
Hail and thank you.
Hail and thank you. And the gods of spring, thank you for journeying with us. Osiris, Dionysus, Pan, even on the periphery, Apollo and Eros, all of you guys are helpful in this, helping us with the spring and making the most of our time here and remembering to enjoy it, always remembering to enjoy it. So we thank you, gods of spring.
Thank you.
I thank the Earth Mother for being with us. And it's not that I would release her. I will always keep my heart open to her and walk with the Earth Mother every day and to relate that to everyone I'm around when the opportunity is there for me to do it. So I thank the Earth Mother and say, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
Let's do a chant. The earth, the water, the fire, the air, there again, we're going back around. Returns, 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 returns. And three times. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The earth, the
water, the fire,
the air.
Returns, 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 returns. The earth, the
water, the
fire, the air. Returns, 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 returns. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Returns, returns, returns,
returns. Okay.
Would you like me to play that?
Yes.
No.
No.
I'll tell you what. Because this was the way that I learned it, because it was starting with the last, which is earth, and then you go to water, fire, and air.
Yeah.
And all the chants I saw were the earth, the air, the fire, the water.
Oh. Well, I do have a lovely closer with Pachamama.
Nice. Ah, right. But we're going to open the circle.
We're opening, yes, ma'am.
So we'll open it together. Just visualize, you know, the circle that we've made, holding hands. Raise your hands up. Take a deep breath in. And on the exhale, let all these thoughts, intentions, and energy go out to the world. And our circle is now open.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. Wonderful. This was wonderful energy.
Yeah. Oh, contact information before that beautiful song.
Yes. And I guess that it might be best to start with Spirit. Anita?
The best way to find me is on Facebook. You can find me. I have several different profiles, but if you look for Anita Stewart, Stewart, the profile you're looking for is the one with me and the black hat and the glasses. and you can also find me on Facebook under Tarot and Stars, T-A-R-O-T and Stars, S-T-A-R-S.
And also I would mention that Anita does the Friday evening radio show here.
Oh, I completely Wise Women Media every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or right now we're in EDT time. we really tell the stories of women that are over 40 that are changing the world. There's no other format like it. So If you'd like to join us, if you have ideas about guests, future guests, you can see us at wisewomenmedia.blogspot.com.
There you go. Nick?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Nicole Tomasini, that's Tomassini, or on Spirit Therapy with Nicole, also on Facebook, and I do the Spirit Therapy show on Monday nights at 7 p.m., and we discuss ways of getting along well with yourself, and if you want a private session, you can find me in those ways.
Okay, and Diane? Do you have any information?
I have a Facebook one, sure. If anybody would like to get in touch with me or if they want a reading, they can certainly get in touch with me on Facebook at Diane Mallett, two N's, two L's, two T's, M-A-L-L-E-T-T. Have a nice picture there of me and my little girl and my black cat on my page, too, so that's funny. And then you can always get in touch with me through Nicole since we talk daily. So if you forget, then she's always on the radio with you, too. So.
Great. And Ross?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. My last name is A-M-A-R-T-E-I-F-I-O. That's Ruthann. And also Era Marte Fio on Blog Talk Radio.
Which is a host of different shows. Just go down the list because I think people are
just go down the list. We have political shows and we have pagan shows. We've got a lot on there.
Okay. And
you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Gwen Berry, and you can find me here with Nicole Tomasini Thursday evenings for the Consciousness Shift radio show. And on Sundays, we do a political hour, the Sunday show at 6 p.m. with myself and Jack Jodell. You can also find me and what I do creating the fragrant memories of our ancestors over at daughtersofisis.com and Daughters of Isis Makers. You can find us on Facebook under Daughters of Isis. And I'm also Gwendolyn Holden Berry on Facebook. And that would be my call letters.
Nice.
Who's typing?
Like a ninja.
You've got a beautiful Pachamama song for us to close on.
Nice. Thank you, ladies. I enjoyed myself so much.
Thank you.
Everybody. Happy Equinox. Happy Pachamama. We'll be back next month on Earth Day to celebrate Earth Day and Beltane.
Cool.
One of my faves. Okay, and let me get to, oh my goodness, just a moment, and I will have that wonderful song up that...
Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. I want to be free, so like the dolphin in the sea, like the flowers and the bees, like the birds in the trees. I want to fly high, so high, like an eagle in the sky. And when my time has come, I'm gonna lay down and die. Yes, when my time has come, I'm gonna rise up and fly. Oh, Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. I wanna be free, be me, like the feeling that I see. Not to rise and not to fall, being one and loving all. There's no high, there's no low, there is no place I should go. Just inside a little star, telling me be as you are. Just inside a little star, telling me be as you are. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place I belong. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong. Pachamama, I'm coming home to the place where I belong.
Ladies, thank you all for being with me tonight and contributing to our on-air ceremony to heal the Earth Mother. Ra, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good energy.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
You all have a wonderful night and a wonderful, wonderful vernal equinox.
Yes, everybody. Have a beautiful equinox.
Blessed be, ladies.
Blessed be. Good night.
Blessed be.